This is Betty Lockery Hogue on May the 21st, 1965, interviewing the artist Conrad Buff in his home in Pasadena. And I'd like to say for the tape, since this is the archives, that this is a very beautiful home, and interestingly enough, it was designed by Mr. and Mrs. Buff's son, Conrad Buff III, who's one of the leading architects in California today. Mr. Buff is a painter, lithographer, designer, muralist, illustrator, and he and his wife are one of the most interesting husband and wife teams that we have in Los Angeles, because Mrs. Buff has written many children's books, which Mr. Buff has illustrated, most of them, I believe, for the Junior Literary Guild. They've won awards, and they're very beautiful, and we're going to talk about them later. Mr. Buff, do you use a middle initial, or do you have one?
I do not.
All right, we'll leave that plain. I wonder if you'd tell me something about your life. I have a misconception right at the beginning. I know that you were born in Switzerland, but I have two different towns for you there. I have Spiker and I have Appenzell.
Spiker is part of Appenzell.
I see.
It's a village. It's a village in the canton of Appenzell.
What part of Switzerland is that?
It's in the extreme northeastern part. When you're up in Speicher and the higher part, you can overlook Bavaria, Württemberg, Vorarlberg, and Tyrol.
Oh, must be gorgeous.
Yes, it's a wonderful place.
Our son was stationed for 2 years in Geneva with the
consulate. Oh, that's so. Well,
he's a Marine. And
oh,
of course,
I see.
We just sit in there, and he loves Switzerland.
Yes, if you have nice weather in Switzerland, there is nothing like it in all the world. I think the variety of things, life and geography, it's really, but the trouble is, it's so hard to get a clear day there.
Really?
Yes. Even in summertime, sometimes it's hazy. But there are clear days, but you have to hate them.
Mm-hmm. We were there in March, which we thought would not be nice, and it was beautiful.
It can be. Yeah. It can be nice in April, but it can be awful in April.
Really?
And in May, it can be nice. It can be wonderful with all the blossoms out, but it can also be very drab.
Mm-hmm.
This, whether you happen to strike it right.
All you have to do is look at the mountain. It makes up for weather, I'm sure.
Well, if the weather is bad, you don't see the mountains.
Oh, that's true. And for a birth date for you, I have January the 15th, 1886. Is that
that's
correct?
Right. That's correct.
And I have that you were educated in Europe, and that's all I've been able to find, so I hope you'll tell me more about that.
Well, I really didn't have much of an art education in Europe. I was supposed to become a designer for embroidery in St. Gall. St. Gall is, of course, the center for the European Center for Embroidery. And they had a school there, especially to design and to teach designers. And I was supposed to become a designer for embroidery. But after having spent 3 years there, I came to the absolute conclusion that I was not talented for that sort of thing.
Was this because of your parents? Were they had they done this too, or
no? They. It was a complicated thing. I was first apprenticed to an uncle who was a pastry cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I was there, some relatives who had been trained in St. Gall said I was in the wrong pew, that I should really make use of my designing ability. Mm-hmm. And I should go to the school in St. Gall, and finally, my parents, of course, were glad to hear that, because they didn't think that I was good enough, or I was too good to be a pastry cook. So they thought it was delightful, and I had a certain vague idea that I might not like it, but I thought, well, it would still be better than to be a pastry cook. So I went there, and inside of 3 years, I completely realized that I was unsuited for that.
Yeah.
And so, finally, I went to Munich against my parents' wishes. Of course, my parents were poor.